Transcendentalists, do we need categories of disciples? We are transcendental. Is it not? What is transcendence? Above the mundane. So we are already in the local. Are you not? I feel that all of you are now in the local. So why are we talking about categories? Categories means it's great. When you talk about category, means it's great. Different levels. Why are we talking about that? Since we are all transcendent. There is a need to talk about it because transcendence is the goal. And to be transcendental, need transformation. You cannot become transcendental without transformation. Therefore, there is a need to look at the different levels of disciples. So now I ask you one question, or two questions, or more as it can be. So my first question to all of you is, how many how many types of disciples you have. How many disciples? How many types of disciples? Yes? Three? My question was, how many types of disciples do we have? We have, some have already given us a three. Is it correct? We have three or more, or one? One? Huh?
Multiple?
Unlimited. Okay, we have unlimited, we have one, we have three. Anything more? Anything more from anybody? Different types of disciples. Not devotees, we're not talking about devotees, we're talking about disciples.
Five?
Yes? Five? Four? Five. Okay, five. So we have multiple, we have five, we have three, we have one?
Unlimited.
Okay, unlimited. Let us be realistic. How many types of disciples we have? How many types? Two?
Four?
Two? So it is very important for us to discuss this. It's very important to discuss it. Because it is very clear here that we are not sure how many types of disciples we have. And who can become successful doing something we don't know? Who? Who can become successful in doing something that you don't know? You are not a good cook, and you have entered the kitchen with all the best ingredients. What are you going to do in the kitchen? Are you going to give us wonderful preparations? You are not a driver, and you have been given a brand new car. Where are you going to go? If you enter the car, where will you go? Accident. Right? So if we don't know the types of disciples we have, how are we going to become the best disciple? So it is very, very important, it is necessary for us to understand. We can be a good disciple, a first class, a third class, an unlimited quality of disciple, if we know what it means to be a disciple. It is necessary for us to discuss it. So I will say, or let us hear from those of you who have already given us figure. For you who say there are three, can you tell us who are they? You said three? Yes, one?
The one who knows the heart of his group.
A first class disciple, so Prabhupada has given quality. So we have four classes of disciples. How many?
Four.
How many?
Four
classes of disciples. First class, second class, third class, and fourth class disciples. Actually, it is three. But the fourth class is not a devotee, not a disciple. But it is necessary to discuss it. Because it has to do with us. So now we look at the qualities of. So how many types of disciples we have?
Four.
Principally?
Three.
But the fourth one is almost like not a disciple. So we have three and so we say four. So make it four. So we have four types of disciples. First class disciple, second class disciple, third class disciple, and the fourth class disciple. So, a first class disciple, what is his quality? Can I mention?
He knows the heart and wish of his guru.
A first class disciple knows the heart of the guru. And?
Second class has to be.
No, we finish with the first verse. First class disciple does what? He knows the heart of the guru. What of speculation? Can it be speculation? Yes, yes, I know the heart of my guru. Yes, I know. Someone can say that. No, a first-class disciple knows the heart of the spiritual master. He knows the heart. How? Mystic power? Speculation? Imagination? No. It is not magical. It's not speculation. It is not by finding fault. You have the choices qualities? No. The first class disciple knows the heart of the guru because he or she has been blessed. If you listen very carefully to Chitta Chaturita, you remember any person? Who is that?
Rupa Goswami.
So Rupa Goswami wrote what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking in his heart. He wrote it out. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing, was singing continuously in his heart. So Rupa Goswami wrote it out in a paper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw it. He picked it from where Rupa Goswami placed it. He picked it to open it and read it. And Rupa Goswami came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him. Was angry? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry? That was out of love. And then he asked, how did Rupa Goswami knows my heart? So Rupa Goswami replied, because you have given him the mercy. Because you have given Rupa Goswami your mercy. So Rupa Goswami is the duplicate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the Rupa Goswami. Was he only the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri? Everybody knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart like Rupa Goswami. How did he get it? He has been dealing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a long time. He knows him. He has been trained. He follows perfectly. He does everything in due course of time. He is able to become one with the Guru. With time, he has been consistently doing this. Not just once and forgetting. He had been doing this with time. So it became his nature Chitamapu empowered him as a first class disciple. He knows the heart of the Guru. It is by empowerment. He does not speculate. He does not do things which would disturb the spiritual master. He does things which are always according to his plan. So, Chitta Mahaprabhu, he told Prabhu Swami, anything which you say, anything which you write is a scripture. Anything that comes to your mouth is a scripture approved by all. That's the first light sign. He knows the heart of the Guru without speculation. They are one. First class disciple and the Guru are one. Second class disciple.
Enthusiastic to follow the instructions of the Guru.
Second class disciple, very enthusiastic. He is ready. Whenever he gets instruction from the spiritual master, he takes it as his or her life and soul. No speculation, no wasting time, no judging it. He will not do it when he likes. Or at his pleasure, when it is convenient for me. No. Second class disciple. He gave a clear instruction from the spiritual master. He can ask questions for clarification. One is clear about it, he's fixed. Nothing comes in between him and his service to the spiritual master. Nobody can take it. Nothing can take it away from him. Second class disciple. You will not waste time. Or, depending on the nature of the instruction, depending on the nature of the instruction, the disciple will work accordingly. His consciousness is very clear about the instruction of the spiritual master. He asks questions for clarification, but no argument. Second class disciple never tell gurus what he wants to do. He acts on what guru wants him to do. It's a second class disciple. First class disciple, second class disciple, third class, and fourth class disciple. They are all the same. They are the same. They have the same spiritual master, is it not?
Yes.
The same spiritual master they have. Like Madhavendra Puri. He has Ishwara Puri and Anu. Ramachandra Puri. How many? Ishwara Puri and he has more, but principally, Madhavendra Puri has more. Adiwata Chera, Nityananda Puri. They are only disciples. But principally, he has Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri. They are the same disciple of the same guru. But are they the same? Ishwara Puri got a blessing from the spiritual master. Why Ramachandra Puri got a curse from the spiritual master? The same person. Not second. The same spiritual master. Two things are happening at the same time for one person. So, according to the quality of the disciple, the spiritual master will respond like that. Because he knows the disciples. The spiritual masters will know the disciples. By how much they have surrendered their life to you, he should know. He should know because he has to guide their life, therefore he should know. And according to the scripture, he has to guide the disciples according to their nature. So it's first class, second class. They take class disciples. Yes? It's only one person who knows. Only one person knows. They like the same, yes, Prabhu. The guru has to remind the glad disciple all the time what he should do. That's the dead class disciple. A third class disciple, yes, that's all. Anything else? What the quality of a third class disciple? He does, he acts on the instruction of the spiritual master at his convenience when he feels comfortable with it. When he likes, not what the guru wants. The guru can tell the third class disciple, can I have a glass of water? Take glad disciple will think, by the time I will go to the ashram to bring water, maybe if it's glad disciple has already given the water to the guru, so no need for me to go home. It will be late. If it's glad disciple already done it, so where's my value? As a declared disciple. Yes? What else? Declared disciple. What is the quality of a declared disciple? Anything else? Third class. What makes one a declared disciple? The guru gives instruction to take like disciple. He will twist it, he will change it. Maybe guru wants to like disciple. Maybe guru wants you like this. So there is one, it's called guru. He visited one temple. So the disciple made bread. And the guru tested it, it's not good. So he didn't eat it. Second day he made the same bread. It was also not good. The guru tested it, it's not good, so he didn't eat it. The third day, the guru told him, please, don't make bread for me again. The guru told him, please, don't make bread for me again because you are wasting the ingredients. You are wasting the ingredients. Don't make bread for me again. The next day, he circulated the information. The guru said, no more bread. Thank you. Who is that? Take class disciple. He does not understand what a guru is telling him nor her. And even if he understands, he will change it to suit his own nature. He will not do it as it is. He will do it the time he likes, when it is convenient. Or a Tekla disciple will pass the instruction of the guru to another disciple. He will pass it on to other disciples. It has nothing to do with it, but it's for you. I say, take class disciple. So speculation is a deity. A take class disciple. He does not know in the mind of the spiritual master. He's not ready to follow the instruction as it is. A first class disciple can adjust the instruction of the spiritual master. First class disciple. He has the ability, he has the power, the potency to adjust the instruction of the spiritual master. Our former chair, Srila Prabhupada, he adjusted what? He's 16 now. From 64 to 16, he has the power to adjust it. He didn't change the mantra, he only changed the number. First class disciple. He knows how to apply all the principles, not just the principle, but according to place, time, and circumstances. So Prabhupada was the first guru in history of Vaishnava culture to wed disciples. A sannyasi wedding disciple. Prabhupada is the first to do that. No one has ever done it in the history of Vaishnava culture. Did it work or not? Did it work? So Prabhupada's method, did it work for us or not?
Yes.
Why? He knows the mind. He knows the principle behind every instruction. He knows the principle behind every instruction. A first class disciple knows. So Rupa Goswami told us, following rules and regulations for following sake without understanding the essence is what? A detriment for bhakti. And rejecting it whimsically based on our deviation is what? Against the principle of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Both of them are dangerous. Niyamagraha. First class. He has ability to adjust. And everything will go on perfectly. Fourth class disciple. Fourth class. What is his qualities? The quality of fourth class disciple. Yes, well. For the class, disciple. What is his quality?
It's part of number, but not for long.
It's part of number. What is?
Number. It's among them, but it's not for long anything.
Very good. Yes, well. He accepts the spiritual master out of fashion. Not. He does not really accept. Like Prabhu said, he does not follow anything. He does not follow anything. So Prabhu said, just a number, just to add to the number. He does not follow anything. In other words, he's telling the spirit. So suppose you are employed in a company. you are employed in a company. You have to come to work 8 o'clock in the morning. You should close 5 o'clock in the evening. I never attend to that time any day. Right? You are part of that company? It's just a number. So if for the disciple, he has taken initiation or she has taken initiation, but he doesn't follow anything. Nothing. There is no connection between him and the special master. What is the connection? There is no service. Even when the special master gives instruction, it does not make any meaning to him. It doesn't make any meaning. He would take the instruction, all right, yes, yes, yes. He would take it, but nothing. Not do anything with it, nothing at all. So it's just a number. So is that a disciple? So such a fourth class disciple should be rejected. Why should be rejected? Why should a fourth class disciple be rejected? For class disciples to be rejected because the guru will continue to take the karma. Right? You see, from the deviation, the guru will take the karma. Alright? Good. So it should be rejected. Yes. Why for class disciples should be rejected? Yes, sir.
Shastra says the guru who accepts the unfit disciple. He himself has to go to hell or something like that.
Very good. Very good. A guru who has sent unqualified disciple, what is he doing? He's establishing a dharma. He is creating a parampara which will destroy the existing parampara. It's very destructive. If he does not reject the disciple, it means that there is something wrong with himself. Because a guru is not independent. He is depending on his guru. So what are we going to offer to the guru? Unqualified disciples? When we establish a parampara of deviation, what will happen to the parampara which is established by Krishna?
Destroyed.
In course of time. So Krishna mentioned the Bhagavad Gita, in course of time, the disciple succession is broken. How is it broken? By having all qualified disciples. Disciple is not following. Anything is an upright deviant. But the guru is so compassionate, so merciful, so humble, that he's keeping the deviant disciple. Means himself has serious problem. And it's establishing a culture of adharma, irreligion. The Krishna comes to re-establish a broken religious process, procedure. Sometimes we hear this as a very far away issue. We don't know that we are also doing it in our own life. So it is necessary for us to look at the categories of disciples. So it will help us to know where we are. We should know where we are. So we can adjust ourselves to become the first class disciple. Very nice story to illustrate the point. One special master was traveling with his disciples. So, one disciple asked, "Gurudev, among your disciples, among all of us, we are disciples. Whom do you like best?" Because I love all my disciples. I love all of you. That's why I accepted you, because I love you. So I accepted you. I cannot accept you if I hate you. So I love all of you. The disciples said, "There is no distinction among all of you." Yes, it is true. Your father should love all the children. But there is no favorite? No. Christians have no favorite. But we know that we are not on the same level. Different moods are controlling us. So, no difference. So, you say, "Okay, I will have a very nice story to tell you." So, you listen. "I have 3 dolls. How many?
Three.
2 dolls. One of the dolls is made of sugar. One doll is made of?
Sugar.
Second one is made of cloths. Made of?
Cloths.
The third one is made of? Heart, brick. Heart. Heart. Like this. Understand?
Yes.
How many dolls?
Three
dolls. One is made of?
Sugar.
Second one is made of?
Cloths.
The third one is?
Made of?
Hard brick. So, one day these 3 dolls were thrown in the water. You already know the answer, right?
No.
If you throw sugar inside water, what happens?
Melt.
Dissolves. It's melted. So who is that? Third class disciple. By sugar. So, will you take the sugar out of the water again? It has become water.
Merge.
Yes, it's merged. Third class disciple can easily be
merged
into material energy. Material energy easily can merge. Any temptation can change his faith or her faith. Any temptation, little temptation, can change the faith completely. He's gone. Right? Someone tells you, ISKCON society, the whole ISKCON society, they are all neophyte. They are all neophyte disciples. And they are neophyte devotees. Right? Someone is telling you, "Have you seen any pure devotee in ISKCON? They are all neophyte." Right? So what, how do you handle that? How will you handle that? Somebody tells you like that. How will you handle it? I'm asking you. Third-class disciple will agree with it. Yes. Have you seen any guru who is vomiting fire from the mouth? Have you seen? Have you seen any guru who is not eating, not sleeping? Huh? Have you seen? So, yeah, it is true. You don't know, fire. But what is your proof? What is the proof? Because somebody, a fool who is envious, told you that. And you accept. What is that? Take a class disciple who has no faith. Srila Prabhupada used the word pliable faith. What is that? What do you mean by that? Pliable faith. What is pliable? It can really wipe out in a moment, easily destroy it. It's kanista. Easily, the faith is destroyed. So the position of a kanista bhakta is very, very dangerous and risky. Therefore, every devotee should seriously try to raise our standard, at least to second class. Second class is more secure. You shouldn't remain neophyte, disciples. It's very dangerous. You can easily make offense, easily accept nonsense, easily be destroyed. Our faith is not strong. So, it's a doll made of sugar, easily dissolved with the water. Illusory energy can easily take our devotional life very easily. So the second class doll made of what? Cloth. Entered in water, it comes out what?
Wet.
It's wet. But it's still available, right? It does not weigh, but it's still alive. Meaning that the second class disciple can deal with illusion. He can remain, but ignorance is still there. Some madness is still there. Remnant of madness, ignorance is still there. It's not completely gone. It is still there. It's struggling with it. So the faith is not so strong, not so fixed, but it has a good position. And you understand that the position of the spiritual master is paramount in his life and our life. And has his backing from the scripture. Therefore, he has his support. So the position is secure. Now, the third doll, which is made of hard brick, it comes out of water. What do you see? If you shake the water, there's no water there. Right? There's no water there. It remains as it is. Not affected by water. See the water there? No. It's fresh. No water. Means that a first class disciple who is made of the mercy of the spiritual master does not just melt with the ignorance of material existence. He has the ability also to transform the ignorance and assist others to also become transformed. That is a first class disciple. One who can enter inside the water, catch the fish, and not get wet. That's a first class disciple. He does not get wet, but he has entered the water and comes up. When he catches a fish and made him to enter the water, he will get wet. That's a first class disciple. So, disciple were listening. And then the guru asked, I expect that all of you now knows the level that you belong. First class, second class, and tenth class or fourth class. Fourth class disciples. What is the mind of a bona fide spiritual master? What is his mind? What is he looking for? First class, second class, tenth class, or fourth class? What is the spiritual master looking for?
First class, right?
So are we first class disciples? How many of us are first class disciples? So we have one. So, a bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he established deity worship. He gave Tulsi Devi. He gave association of devotees. He gave us prasadam. He gave us temple. He gave us books, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptures. He gave us college preaching, school, university preaching, bhakti riksha, printing books, distributing books, harinam, everything that he established. What's he looking for? What is the Prabhupada looking for in all his activities he's doing? Properly looking for first class disciple. For him to achieve this, he devised so many ways. Not only one way, so many. So much so that no one can escape. That's the vision of the Prabhupada. First class disciple. His vision covers the whole world. Disciples should be offerable. We should be offerable. Because whatever we offer to Krishna, or offer to our Guru, that is what we are going to get back as prasada. Right? We are offering prasadam in ignorance to Guru. We are expecting to get goodness back. No, that is not what we offer. What we have offered is ignorance, passion for goodness. That is the remnant we are going to get back. Everything has quality. It's quality. So Krishna is looking for quality. That's why Rupa Goswami told us that the six symptoms, characteristics of pure devotional service. Right? How many symptoms?
Six.
Six. What's the last one? Say it loud, let me hear.
Krishna Akarshani, attracting
Krishna. Krishna Akarshani. What does it mean?
That it can attract Krishna.
It is very difficult. It is rare. Akarshani. Krishna does not give himself easily. Others Krishna gives easily. Bhakti Krishna gives easily. Because that does not control him. Yeah, Krishna give easily. It does not control him. Merging into Krishna. Krishna gives easily. That does not control him. What controls him is pure love of Godhead. So Krishna does not give that easily because that controls him. means what? Quality. The Krishna is carefully looking at everything. He is looking at everything. What we offer is not Krishna is looking at. Krishna is looking at what is the quality of our offering. That is why there are different types of disciples. It is essential for us to know this so that we can prepare ourselves as offerable to the spiritual master. Because he has to offer that to his own spiritual master. His parental. He has to offer that. Krishna is going to know, but his guru is going to know. Hey, my friend, what are you offering me? What is this? Yesterday the bread is not good. Today the bread is not good. Ah, what kind of bread is this? Can't you make a better bread? I don't want this bread. Don't make it again. Right? The guru said, no, I don't want the bread again because it's not good. Why is he doing that? The quality needs to be put in order. You should look at the quality. For this reason, we have the same Hare Krishna mantra all of us are chanting. Is it not?
Yes.
The same Hare Krishna mantra all of us are chanting. The same four regressive principles all of us are keeping. Is it not?
Yes.
The same temple all of us are worshipping. The same deity, is it not? The same Prabhupada is sitting there. The same Tulsi. Or we have separate Tulsis. The same thing we are doing, but we have the same level. Why? Why are we doing the same thing, but we are not the same level? The quality, our input, has a lot to do with our Christian consciousness, our input. So the devotees should look at what are we offering to our spiritual master. The food which is going to make him sick, as a disciple, we want to offer the spiritual master the preparations which will make him sick. Tomorrow, we will see him in Mangalarati. That's not the duty of a disciple. The duty of the disciple is to take care of the spiritual master so that he'll be available to train us and give us what is necessary to become Krishna conscious. Any comments or questions? Yes,
sir. All right. Thank you for the illuminating session. I just need a little clarification. When you were explaining the things from God and offered us, and the matter of not being able to spare anybody, but I needed a reconciliation of it. Who are the people Prabhupada is looking for? Considering the fact that Prabhupada said, if one person becomes a pure devotee,
yes,
then my mission is successful.
Yes.
It means what he has is first, not pure devotee yet. But they can become pure devotee with the facility. They just need a little clarification there.
Yes. The Papa said, if I can get one pure devotee, one pure devotee, I'll consider my
mission successful.
Attend success. Yes. That is the rareness of purity properly looking for. For him to do that, he has brought so many people all over the world together. What will happen to everybody he has brought here eventually? To become pure devotee. Therefore, while dealing with the many, we shouldn't forget the one. That is a very heavy instruction. Heavy vision which majority of us are not having. that now we are dealing with the congregation and forgetting the one. We are not considering that the number of our congregation is our success. No, that is not. Now that we have brought so many people together, it is our duty now to start churning or boiling the milk to get that pure water. And Prabhu also told his disciples,
all of you are pure devotees.
You're shocked. Huh? No. Prabhupada, I don't think I'm a pure devotee. The Prabhupada said, yes. I am seeing your future. I'm telling you that what I have given to you, this Christian consciousness, is a successful process to make you successful in life. And if you stick to this process, you will become pure devotee. Just like a person who knows the destination, a person who knows the road to the destination, he has a good mobility and experience in driving. If he starts his journey, it's as good, excuse me, it's as good as reaching the destination. Only the time will separate. That is separate. Just the time. So in other words, Prabhupada tells us that he has given us a successful process. And we simply need to follow it as it is. With full faith, full conviction, to trust in what he has given and follow it without speculation, without interpretation, without deviation, we will surely get to the end. So Prabhupada is seeing our end. He's not seeing today. He's seeing the end. Right? Yes, sir.
Maharaj, will it be convenient then to deduce that the prerequisite for practicing Krishna consciousness to be a second class devotee?
The qualification to be a first class disciple, it not even has to do with second class. It has to do with our faith, our conviction, our sincerity to follow the process. Once these qualities are established in us, even if we are the most lowest of the lowest, it's a guarantee that we are going to be successful. If you have faith, if you follow sincerely, and no speculation, we'll eventually get a message. We'll become empowered to do more than our ability. So the qualification is the Krishna told Arjuna, make yourself an instrument and I will use you. That's what we forget. Disciples of a village. I have internal connection with a special master. It should be an internal connection. Those who have internal connection with the spiritual master, their physical absence of the spiritual master has nothing to do with their relationship, with their progress in the Krishna consciousness. Their progress will remain the same. In fact, it's even better. Because growth, physical, will disappear from here.
Complacent.
Yeah, I will become complacent.
I will become
familiar. We take it for granted. Yes. Yes. We take it for granted. The foolish people, they appreciate what they want when they don't have it again. And they will appreciate. Yes. Right? How can we harness? We should hear. We should hear. And we should hear. What I mean we should hear means we should be available to get the message. And work on it. That is hearing. If you simply sit in the class and allow the sound to hit on the ear and fall off, that is not hearing. Nothing will work. Hearing means that we have allowed the sound to enter into the ear and it has come to the heart and we are processing that. It will eventually become our life. So we have never had that theory makes perfect. Have you heard that? What we've been hearing is practice makes perfect. What is that? What we have had, we should put it into action. That is hearing. That is the meaning that I have had, that I am practicing what I have had. Then it will become a reality in our life. So hearing. If you don't hear, you will not chant. So if you don't chant, it means you don't hear. So if you don't practice, it means you don't hear. That I have attended a very nice discussion means that you are practicing what you have had. That is the meaning. Not that it is nice. How nice it is when we have forgotten everything which we have discussed. It is nice only if we are practicing that. And what we are practicing is showing in our life. Then the spiritual master will become very happy because he knows the seed which is planted is germinating. Every garden I want to see, the plant is growing very nicely and eventually will produce the fruit. And you will not like to taste it. When you use your planting, if you're not going to taste it, you will taste it. So you want to taste the plant which you have planted. Like His Grace, a good multi travel. Don't be last travel. Ragunat travel. And Veronica Mataji and Shango Mataji, they have gone to plant the seed of this and the teachers. They have planted the seed. Yes. It's growing. Then the fruit, all of you will taste it. So be patient, don't wait and you test it. Yes. Alright? Yes, sir.
My other problem was mentioning like while the disciple is offering, he will get this in return.
Yes.
Offering his ignorance, his passion, and the essence of what he's going to do.
Yes.
And it's hard to see that the purity is not there.
Mm.
So what is the hope for this person? If he's referring in a lower state, so when, how do you advance to get him on this?
Yes, what is the chance for a beginner, because every beginning is not a wonderful. It's not a wonderful. Every beginning, material especially, is not a wonderful. So what is the chance for a beginner who is not in the level of goodness, not a first-class disciple? What is the chance for a second-class, a third-class disciple to become a first-class disciple? Right, for this question. Very good. When one sincerely follows, the Guru said, do this, you are doing. You have a wonderful chance that one will easily be promoted to the second, to the first class. The problem is when we are not taking it, that we are saying a fourth class disciple, we are not taking anything seriously. Even though we have taken a vow, we have willingly accepted that I will do this for the rest of my life. But he keeps it away. Just keep it aside. I'm feeling nothing wrong with it, comfortable. That is very dangerous. It is no chance. You will follow. Because this process is a movement. Is it not? It is what? A movement means what? You should move. We should move. If you don't move, yes, it's a movement. We'll be pushed out. Yes, so we have to move. The best way to move is we should follow the instruction, the guidance the Christian Master has given. The Guru is giving instruction. Chance is here now to chant. Even if you don't like it, do it. Try to avoid offenses. Even if you don't like it, you do it. Yes, okay. That is loyalty. Rupa Goswami mentioned a devotee, a disciple is loyal to the instruction of the spiritual master. Even though we don't like it, but being loyal means that I don't like it, but I'm loyal to my spiritual master. Therefore, I should follow what he's telling me because it is good for me. By that following, we have a wonderful opportunity to be promoted to the first class. So we should follow. That is our chance. To transcend all the world. Dalgesa said that. Mam chayura bebi charina bhakti yogana sevati saduna samiti daitan Brahma Bhuya Kalpate. He began from Brahma Bhuya Kalpate, begin from Adyabicharina. Adyabicharina means no break, no recreation, no holiday. Follow consistently. Even if you don't like it, yeah, nobody would like it from the beginning. Nobody would like it. But we should be loyal. The spiritual master will follow his guidance. That is why it becomes an offense on our path to disobey the spiritual master. It's an offense because it is very dangerous to disobey. So dangerous as a patient who has gone to a doctor. A patient is sick. The doctor is not sick. A patient is sick and he has gone to the doctor. The doctor don't come to your house to come and call you, come to my hospital and take my medicine. We have gone to meet a doctor. I'm sick. The doctor has diagnosed the sickness, the disease, and he's giving medicine. Take this. You take it. You will die. That is how dangerous deviation is. For being a fourth-class disciple means you will die. Because we're not taking the medicine and we are sick. We'll die. Shouldn't die. We should remain alive. I take it with pills. I couldn't get the prescription of the doctor. We'll get cured of our disease and become a healthy person qualified to enjoy. Are you sure? Yes, what's your question? Yes, very good. Very good. Sakapata Bhakta and Niskapata Bhakta. Niskapata Bhakta is a first class disciple. First class. Sakapata Bhakta is a cheater. He's a third class and fourth class disciple. Saka Padabhakta is a cheater. Saka Padabhakta, he has accepted the guru because of the material facilities he wants from the guru. Not because he wants to follow his instruction. So he has a big position, the temple president, the temple commander, as a GBC, as a guru. Right? What is he doing with it? Yeah, I mean, famous guru now, so what else? Yeah, I've done it. I'm not famous. I do not have a million disciples. I have a million disciples. Yeah, that is me. That's all. It's your position. The bhakti is not there. You see, Sakapata Bhakta. Niskapata Bhakta, he is very sincere. He does not want anything from the spiritual master, only the instruction of the spiritual master. And the service, the duty which is given to him, he is not expecting anything, not even liberation on material existence. That's a Niskapata Bhakta, first class disciple. So Krishna is very happy to glorify the devotee. Even if I give liberation to my devotees, they will throw it away. I don't want. What do they want? Service. Mama Germany, Germany, Shore, Babata Bhakti, I keep to ye. That's a discovered about. He doesn't want anything but service in the spiritual master. So his position is very secure. Sometimes back in Nigeria, he saw the Bhakti Vasudev Maharaj as a temple president. And we have a very senior God brother, he's very senior. So when they grew there, Sri Bhakti Tama has called. All these devotees in this temple, they are very busy. Transfer them to other temples. Transfer them to other temples. So he came to me. So Maharaj came to me. And he told me, he said, see, Gurudev is tired of all these devotees here. He is tired. He has seen every devotee here. So he said, I should transfer all these devotees. So he bought a newspaper. So Prabhu, so I sat down with him. So two of us were there. This devotee to this temple. This devotee to this temple. As we were doing that, one of our God brothers came in. Yes, Mukarata. So he came in and saw us. We're very serious. We're very serious. This is Guru's instruction. Yes. It's order. So he came in and he saw two of us. We were doing all this first class. He's strict following Guru's order. So we're doing that. So he came and saw us. So he said, hey, Vasudev, what are you doing? Say, Prabhu, Gurudev is tired with all these devotees. They're so lazy. They can't do anything. So Gurudev says, I should transfer them. So we are doing that just now. So he laughed and look at two of us. He laughed at two of us. Look at two of us. First class disciple. So he said, see, don't do this. Master? Yeah? Disobey Guru. Say, listen. Don't do this. Guru said, I said, listen. Guru said, yes. I'm not against Guru said. I understand Guru said that. So he told us, so I folded my hands and were looking at him. So he told two of us, don't transfer these devotees to other temples. One. If you transfer all the devotees there, those temples, do you think they will send you the best devotee from that temple to you? Any temple person will do that?
Nobody.
Nobody will do it. If they send you a devotee, they're going to send someone who is more lazy than the one you are sending to them. That's that. Yes. It's powerful. So what to do? So I was waiting for him. Well, looking at him, I was waiting. He said, you should go to the ashram. Any devotee that they send them all out, everybody should go except the pujaris and the cook. Everybody here, out. Sankirtan. He should come here only by 5 o'clock. So he went. Pushed every devotee out. So, he came back to his office. I went to my office. The Gurudev came after. We are afraid. And he came. So, Vasudev, where are the devotees? Have you transferred them? Say, no, Gurudev. Say, what happened? What are the devotees? All of them are Sankirtan. He said, very good. Guru said, very good. Right? So, do you see the difference? Did you see the difference? What has happened here? First class disciple is, he knows the heart of the Guru. The Guru did not tell him to come and do this with us. We are trying to be second class or maybe third class. The first light disciple, a God brother, he came and opened our eyes. He knows the heart of the Guru. Gurudev said, very good. That you have sent all the devotees out of Sankirtan. Very good. We became very, very happy. It is very, very necessary for us to have first class disciples with us. Sarovar ki jai.
One.